All right, guys, welcome, welcome, welcome to LSD. Tonight we have some special guests in the building. It's interesting because the guy, if we're on Zoom, and the guy directly underneath me, I went to high school with him, and Irene directly knows the person right underneath her. So I think this is like, what is that TV show with the squares? I can't remember the TV show, but it's like a TV show with the squares.
The Brady right? Bunch? Talking about the Brady Bunch, the Black Edition.
The Black Edition. We could definitely go with that. So I'm gonna let I'm gonna go ahead and well, everyone knows me. I'm Sadia G, right? One of the co-hosts of LSD. I'm gonna go ahead and go down. Let's do this counterclockwise. So yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know what you're looking at. So I guess since I'm the next hostess, I'll just go.
Okay.
So this is your girl Irene Ali, co-hostess for Love, Sex, and Dating. And then we'll go into the Bashment. Talk, my boy.
All right. My name is Bash. I the host of the Bashment podcast, where we just talk about any and everything under the sun. Enjoy ourselves. Have a good time.
Dope, dope. Next
up. That leaves me. It's your boy, Kwesi, a.k.a. Hate These Nuts, a.k.a. Papi No Snitch, a.k.a. Papi Tamarindo, the host, co-host of the Rugaroo podcast. Yeah, I come with a lot.
Oh, we know it. We know it. Can you guys tell me just, since we're on Kwesi right now, tell me a little bit about Rugaroo?
The Rugaroo podcast, basically, you know, we touch everything except religion and politics, but in a very Rugaroo-ish manner, you know. It's not your clean cut sitting down. We cutting each other off. We standing up. Sometimes my co-host keep me to take off her wig when she's venting. Wow. There's a lot going on. So
it's like
a lot to come true. As soon as it comes out, you know, you'll see it first. Follow the Rugaroo podcast on Instagram and you'll see when they're coming out. We'll be here shortly. Soon come. The thing soon come.
And we're definitely going to put the link in the description. So Kwesi, just feel free to give that to me. I'll put that in the description so they can follow you guys on the platforms as well.
For sure.
So we getting in the mix after six, right? Because the reason why we have these lovely gentlemen here is because we want a different perspective, because we don't understand. Why do the guys shelve the good ones? Like, y'all be knowing she fire, the head fire, the cooking fire. She got all the skills and trills and the tricks and the, ooh, my dad listens to this, that you want in a woman, but you're not going to wife her. You're not going to make her your boo, your bae, everything. You're going to put her on the shelves and continue to entertain random hoes until, I don't know when. Like, explain that to me, because it's mine. Boggling. I don't understand. And then you get mad when I'm like, nah, I'm not trying to sit on the shelf. Do I look like fine china to you?
Let's hear it. We're just really curious to find out where your hearts are. And we're going to allow the men to have the floor, express yourselves so we can hear exactly what the hell is going on and why do men shelve good women?
I'm going to let Mr. Rugudu go first. Go ahead.
Oh God,
well,
here we go.
First things first, I am not taking any accountability. It came me. I ain't do it. It's my grandmother's fault. I ain't seen none of that china get touched in that cabinet all my 20 some odd years of life. So, you know, you do what you see, and next thing you know, you're wondering why it's happening, but it is an issue. It definitely is an issue, but I don't think it's gender specific. I think, you know, it's, you know, compatibility is like a serious thing, you know, for two people to be on the same page at the same time, in the same book, on the same shelf, in the same library, all the moon and stars and everything have to align. So it stems from there to begin with.
So I have a question, because I do want you guys to have the floor, but just for the sake of clarity, right? So I understand, you know, in terms of accountability and stuff like that, how important that is. But when you're talking about leading somebody on, using them, and they are that good person, since I know the topic is for primarily for the women to find out, but since we're talking about in general, why do you think that happens, men?
Well, if I mean, you mean, okay, go ahead.
Well, I would say, you know, women dictate the relationship, men dictate marriage. So if a man has to, women get all, you know, quote unquote.
You think that's true?
I think so.
You don't think it's women dictate sex and men dictate relationships and marriage? Because if you asking me to marry you, but I going to tell you yes if you want to fuck me.
Yeah, but if I with you for 4 years and I don't ask, it's vibes.
No. It's bacchanal. That's what it is. Because why
we make it.
It's a rubber.
See? So, men, as a man, you sacrifice a lot to be married. Like,
that's true.
You're given access to every and anything, and that's something you just can't give out lightly.
I don't want access to everything. I just want access to the peen permanently. Is that a problem? Well,
but you don't want that from the shelf.
Ooh, see, it's your choice of words, Sadi. I'm not gonna lie. It was your choice of word. Went straight down that rabbit hole, my girl.
Wait, hold on. Let me drink my wine and I'm gonna be in our business.
Because if I put you on the shelf, and that don't mean you can't get permanently, you can get as much as you want. It's just
as much as you want.
You sound like you want relationship vibes. And like how he explaining, you can't just get out to any and every girl that just come across.
Well, why you don't just tell me that from the beginning?
About every and any and every girl. We're talking about top quality. We're talking about the topic is, right, just to reiterate, just to be clear and clarify, topic is why do good women get put on the shelf? So I ain't talking about Susie coming down the road that's like standards of God knows where, have no ambition in about that life, like, ain't, you know, like pursuing goals and stuff like that. I'm talking about quality women. Okay. Why do those good women get put on the shelf?
Irene, you ain't just hear what Kareem said.
No, I need to hear that fight.
The man say, I said, well, why you don't just tell me that from the beginning? Partner say, why would I? Jesus Christ, close this thing down. I
play devil's advocate tonight, okay?
Oh, I could be devil's advocate. I'm ready.
Because
that's sounding like fuckboy behavior.
No, but you know the reality is, you know, are you even thinking about your competition? I'll ask that because you know if you're not outworking your competition, then you know you might end up on that shelf. You don't know what your competition is.
No, wait, see, cheers. I fucking agree because I always say dating is a competition and you got to bring your A game. Hey, I'm a 7 in the face, but I'm funny, so that takes me up to a 10. Yeah.
First of all, Sadi is beautiful.
But also you said
Irene,
you also said about high quality women. Being devil's advocate, I feel like that's objective. Everybody gonna always think they're high quality. Everybody gonna always think they're a nice guy or a nice woman because what? Because you cook, you clean, you fuck, simple things like that. I feel like that comes with a territory, period. If you use my
woman, I was definitely a fuck girl in my 20s. I will admit that. 100%. You might end up,
I don't know. But, like the reason I have this look on my face is because, you know, from growing up to being an adult right now, like there's, let's say, the man that has a good job, he's a good father to his kids, he's good in bed.
Does that make him a nice person?
Wait, hold on, let me finish. Hold on.
Good is the enemy of great.
They love the momentum a little bit, right? You know,
off the hip.
Has good relational skills, but we're giving it from the different the opposite perspective. And all these different things, and has his own shit together, is working for more. Very independent, very ambitious, you know, and then in comparison to the man that bumming right from the woman he fucking, like, his pants could, it's like forever falling down on the floor. I was lifting up his pants, camera, he's just walking around, ghetto fab and shit. Doesn't have any ambition, sits at home smoking weed all day. Like, there is definitely a difference, my friend.
I mean, that's true, but it's up to the woman to decide which one she gonna want. Because once again, alone in high school, personally, because in ninth grade, I used to be like, why these girls don't want me? I smart, I used to do this, not da, 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 da. But then I realized my flaw. I was just boring. So it have all these other dudes that been like, okay, they could just, they have these dudes the same way that you just saying, pants hanging, da-da-da-da-da, always smoking, skipping class, all kind of thing. And me, I feel like a big lover, but I realize they have that charisma. I didn't. So now I had to self-reflect and become a better person for whoever I wanted.
Yeah. So, I think, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you think it's subjective? Do you think it's subjective based on the person? Like, I sit in them clubhouse rooms all the time and my list or my qualifications doesn't change. I say, listen, you got to be on your ass and your motivation and your drive has got to match or outmatch mine. You can't come here and think that you just going to drag your ass and ride off the coattail of the hard work that I did. Now, I was a fuck girl in my 20s, but I fucking worked hard. So when I tell people, like, you know, no, I did the shitty jobs that people didn't want to do so that I lived hard in my 20s so that I could be okay in my 30s. I'm not no millionaire, but I'm all right. Okay, but you're not gonna come here because you fucked around in your 20s and now you're trying to build in your 30s. What were you doing in your 20s? Like, you were just out partying. Kwesi, if I see you shake your goddamn head one more time.
Okay, let's open the floor. Let's bring down the tension. Kwesi, what's on your mind?
That's always gonna be tension with Kwesi and I.
I'm definitely shaking my head because, you know, people go through stuff. Sometimes people have to start over. Sometimes people build a whole empire. And because of life, they have to break it down and start all over again. You know, you kind of throwing everybody in a bag. You're kind of saying, oh, man, like over there, I did this then. What are you doing now? You're measuring a lot of what?
Don't you think that someone who is in their 30s rebuilding is different than someone who's starting from scratch because they didn't do anything? Right. There's a different mindset for someone that's like, nah, I got to get my shit together. I got to work. Other people are like, y'all remember them old Looney Tune commercial where he would be chasing after the hare and he'd be like, ba-doop, ba-doop. That's what I feel when I meet a guy that's like, so what do you do? Well, you know, I'm out here, you know, just you know, I'm trying to do my thing. What does that mean?
I mean, well, I understand where you're coming from, and you use the word subjective. Nobody can tell you what you want. If that's what you into for somebody, okay, that's your choice. If they don't fit in the mold, then move along. That's the business.
And I'm cutting you off. I'm too excited. Go ahead, my brother.
I was just saying, a lot of people need to realize that, like, one size don't fit all. Mm-hmm. So just because you say, for instance, that you want somebody that done ready, molded in their 30s instead of just trying to figure themselves out, nobody can bad you up for that because that's your choice. That's your opinion. That's how you feel. Mm-hmm. So. And that's how come I tell Irene earlier, the whole thing about being a good person and being shelved, that's subjective. Just because you feel that you high quality or whatever, and I'm talking about you personally, Irene, because you're the shit.
I ain't taking offense. Don't make me feel special because you're watching me in my face, you know?
No, for real though, but you have some people that legit just like, and ain't no bad to think highly of yourself, but like, yeah, people that just feel they higher than they actually are because, okay, you might have a good job. You might be great at sex. You might do this, but you paying attention to me how I want to be paid attention to? Yeah. Like, it's simple little things that people don't even realize that could just change the whole perspective from a dude wanting to be with a girl. Because it would have times that, and I could use myself also, you had girls that I would talk to for years, and I already know in my head, I don't want to be with them. I want fuck. But I know I don't want to be in a relationship with them bosses. I could find somebody that I was talking to for like couple of weeks. And then, okay, she gave me everything that I wanted. So that's the person that will make my girl. So a lot of people feel like, okay, just because you're spending all, you're investing all this time, you're doing this, you're doing that, that could make the guy a bad person. But like how Mr. Rugadu said, you can't just give everybody relationship kind of vibes all the time.
And I also want to add, you know, you said top shelf. What you might consider for yourself to be top shelf might not be anything that the person you're interested in finds to be valued.
Exactly.
And woman like this, oh, they could, I don't impress me. I could probably cook better than you. I'm a professional foodie. I love food. Like, you're cooking your food. You probably, you might cook some pancakes and the edges ain't crispy the way I like. So your
grandmother would still cook for me.
You might say, oh, you might be like, oh, you could clean. I don't like to clean and I don't care for my woman to clean. I'll have a cleaning lady. I've done it before. So
I like this.
What else
I like where this is going.
So when your name is stuff that have you on for top shelf, I'm sitting here like, okay, all that's nice and dandy, but
exactly.
None of those things impress me. So like, what else do you have? So are your values in line or your top shelfness in line with the person you're seeking? I think that's the problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a question for the listeners now. Karimina and stuff gonna go into that relational status thing. We lead that right there. Quasi, I don't know you're taking, right? So I just, oh God. Well, you know what? Next time
we're we're gonna edit that piece out.
Okay, yep. Okay. I turned red like a
tomato. Or we got
I'm not even gonna lie. Anyway, so for you, starting with Mr. Rugadu, what are personally some things that you would say would shelf women experience your first preferences?
That like I would put them to the side or would make me grab them off the shelf?
No, but let's do both. Let's put you're being shelved, bing, and then the one where you're like, you know what, I'm grabbing you. Here we go.
To be honest, for me personally, the shelving, if the ancestors say hold on with a minute so the scene, I listen to the ancestors. I don't question my gut. I don't question my vibe. Sometimes, you know, something just in there telling you, hey, you know what? Pull it over to the side. Wait a minute. See what's going on. Because if there's any, the older I get, the more I learn. The more quiet I am and the more patient I am, the more answers I get.
Awesome. Yeah.
So I definitely roll with that. That for me personally, that's the number one. But for the average person, I would say, you know, maybe like I said, probably just there's some spark that just ain't there. Cause it comes, like I said, everything could be lined up in place. Sadi could pull out her list and find somebody to meet everything on that list and then some, but then that spark, that little, that thing, it just ain't there. And for whatever reason, you have to put it on the shelf.
Okay. Okay. So what about the woman that you ain't trying to shelf? What does she look like?
You know, for me, it's about the love, caring, and affection. I wasn't a dog. Like, you know, dogs, they need love and affection sometimes more than they need food. That's me. So I got to feel the love. I bond Valentine's Day, so I need a little bit more. The standards are a little bit higher. So I need to feel that all the time. And I have to feel special. So you can't hug me and hug everybody else. You can't thing with me and thing everybody else.
No, I have a thumbs up button on this shit.
Y'all ain't want to be with me. Like, I'm just shelving you right now.
Wow.
But I have that and you're gonna be a winner.
So question from that, thinking about it from a different aspect. Because sometimes we get into situations, right? And then the situation's fucked up, right? Like the situation's like, you know, I thought this was gonna work out, but clearly here we are. What would make you revisit a shelfie?
Ooh, that's a nice
basically,
one.
Once they didn't disrespect, once they didn't violate, there's always an option. But once the disrespect or violation is there, then it's like, I don't know, son. That's a hard reach. My arms done get shot like a Tyrannosaurus Rex all of a sudden.
Trying to make it, trying to make the bed in the corner.
It's like, I'm like, man, I can't reach. Like, I don't know. So but that's just me.
What would she do? What would that look like to make you say, hey, Patricia, And I just give her a random ass name. Hey, Patricia. Yeah, what Patricia did last week, I might have to take her off the shelf and revisit the terms and conditions of why I shelved her in the first place. Because what would be something that she did that'll pull like her off the shelf?
A high level of considerateness. Like, you know that sometimes people come out and do stuff that is so considerate out the box where you're just like, holy shit, like, you really give a fuck. Like, you really fuck with me. Like, when you just that extra considerate, that extra consideration, it can be little, it can be big. It just like, oh shit, like, come, let me reach up here. We hold from this top shelf. Come, let me
get
go.
You my little Jose Cuervo.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm simple. Karen, I'm very simple.
What about me? Wait, what? What's the question?
So, oh, no, that's fine. So the question is, for you personally, what is it that would have you to shelf a woman? And then what is it that would have you to basically, I guess, embrace her as someone that you would like to? Or okay. Revisit, yeah, back to Sadia's question. So what would make you revisit someone that you, I guess, have, do we want to revisit shelf people? Is that what we're asking?
I have.
Okay, so let's talk about revisiting shelf people. What would make you revisit somebody that you have shelved?
Brutally honest, if a wife bad. Straight up.
Ooh.
So if she has
you know, like, you know what? Let's get our toxic ass away from
if she has some really good sex, yeah, I don't mind going back to this. Go back on the shelf. Yeah, okay, cool. Okay.
Good is the enemy of great. It gotta be great.
Great?
What is considered great wife?
Great. We have time?
Yeah, we know we got time because I want to know. I didn't hear dude say that all to hey, her wife is superb, spectacular.
You don't have what a penis, you don't understand.
I know, but I want y'all to
feel.
Yo, I did I just hear feel. Saturation?
Saturation, yeah, Irene.
Saturation. You know, sometimes you have a hammer, but you can't walk it, or you got a wrench and you can't use it. Like, just because you get that thing, you know, you got to be able to use the thing still, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, being able to use the thing.
Let me try and be nice. Sex appeal, well, for me, if you do something for me to turn me on just by watching you and just, like, for your presence, just being there. You have some people that's, like, really, okay, I know I always use Beyonce and Rihanna. For examples, Beyonce look better than Rihanna, but more people want to fuck Rihanna before they want to fuck Beyonce because Rihanna have way more sex appeal than Beyonce. So a lot of people feel when I say sex appeal, they're thinking I'm talking about looks. They don't necessarily mean looks. It just gives a vibe to you that just like, yeah, I want to tear her up.
He said tear her up, folks. You heard correctly.
Well said. Where's that like button?
I need to hit that like
button. Well said. Well, yeah, that would make
For those listening, make sure you do that.
That would make me want to revisit. What would make me want to shelf someone in the first place is if I don't feel comfortable being myself around that person. If I feel like I have to like turn down my personality to like a 2, while I want to be like at least a 8. Then I feel, okay, that's not the person for me. Yeah. Like, I like to be able to have fun with somebody who I involve with. I want to be able to, like, want to be able to have you in every single way, period. I want to be able to go out with you. I want to be able to stay home with you. I want to be able to talk seriousness with you. I want to be able to talk shit with you. If I feel like I can't have all of that within that one person, then I never waste my time to try to be with you. Because I don't want, like, for me, I don't want to cheat. So why am I going to, like, try to pick different parts from different people? No, I want a person to be everything for me. And for me, I wouldn't settle for anybody unless I know for a fact that person have all the qualities that I personally want.
But do you think you're going to get all?
Yeah, definitely.
All of the qualities?
I'll take 80%.
I would say all. Me personally, I would say all. I mean, like, it's not I don't really have like a big list, but it's like certain things that you should be able to, you know, like at least somewhat.
I think you have your deal breakers, right? You definitely have deal breakers, things that you're not willing to compromise on whatsoever. I think you have to meet certain things like that. Like definitely someone being respectful is definitely one of them. Family oriented is definitely another one, because I'm super close to my family. So I can't have someone that's like, well, why do you want to go see your parents? Because I love them. People be like, oh, you will go to Orlando and not go out? I will go to Orlando and sit in my dad's studio or sit upstairs and watch killing shows, like my stepmother calls them. First 48, Forensic Files, vacation.
And that's fine.
You know, but I was in a relationship where a guy was like, oh, you went out there to go do blah, 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 blah. So, you know, you got to send him a picture like.
So,
you don't trust my words. I ain't sending no picture. That's a damn show.
That's facts. I feel that's doing too much.
Yeah.
Because now what happens when I'm ready to lie? I don't have my
Bro, thoughts. Wait, what?
Wait, that one left.
Brock Belmrugadu.
Oh, man.
Man is dog. Still alive.
Listen, I would agree, you know, and I find myself a lot of 2022 agreeing with Kwesi. I will do 80%, right? Meet the areas that I'm not willing to compromise on. And those are more so not physical, but they're more characteristics of an individual than anything else, right? I think building on that, I can go pretty far with you. Once I realize that you have a lot of the characteristics that, not that I want, but that I need in a significant other, right? Definitely respect, family values, family oriented. You know, I am not really a big like on a religion thing, because when my dad met my stepmom, she was a Buddhist, he was a Christian. They still married now.
Mm.
So I feel if someone loves you enough, or loves the relationship enough, they're going to be willing to compromise. And that's my, and men shelfing women, I know, because we're kind of running out of time. We're running low on time. Men shelfing women, my final thoughts, Jerry's final thoughts, Sadia's final thoughts. Like, listen, tell me when you shelfing me. Don't have me like, you know, wanting to love up on you, hug up on you, sweeten you up and give you all this affection and time when, you know, for good and damn sure, I'm sitting on the middle shelf with the teddy bears. Like, tell me, hey, listen.
But if somebody tells you, then you're gonna go rest on somebody else's shelf. They don't
exactly.
Want that.
I want
my friend. She's called selfishness.
I'll toxic it.
And that is why we got shelf, because we're stupid.
Toxic adjacent. Listen to this one.
Toxic adjacent, okay?
Oh my God.
Rolls eyes. Just rolls eyes.
There's a roll eye emoji because it's got to be one of those.
I'm going to definitely use that one.
So let me ask you something. How do you guys feel when you have been shelved?
Oh, I've been shelved a lot. I damn near live on the fucking shelf. You got a lot of dust up there too, my son. Jeez, I'm bread. I think men handle it different than women. Me, I just take it like a man.
How do you know when you've been shelved?
How do you know? Easy. You could tell the lack of attention just shifts and changes. You could tell, like, you go from one a day to one every other day to one a week to a thing and stuff like that. You know where the shelving is going and all, whatever. But
you go from a vitamin to like a supplement.
Yeah.
Wow.
What about you, Karim? How have you felt?
It depends on how much I into the girl. If I'm not really into you that much and you put me on the shelf, it's like, oh, well, move on. But
sometimes you put yourself on the shelf.
That is true. That is damn. True. A lot of people do put themselves on the shelf.
Are you calling my name?
That's Irene for show.
Irene for show. I want to know how you do this. How you put yourself on the shelf? Let me hear this one.
Irene, yeah, the friend zone them left and right like Fruit Ninja. Friends, I believe you.
I believe you. Sure, like, why?
I have to stick up for myself. This was not supposed to be about me, right? But I have to clarify. and I am very vulnerable, so I'm very honest. So, yeah, definitely. If I feel that
we're not on the same page. You're extremely needy. I'm a very loving, passionate person. And so I can come off, in the past, I've definitely been needy, for sure. Now growing in my maturity and stuff like that, as I continue to learn, I feel that I'm a lot more balanced, but I'm very passionate in everything that I do. So if I'm for you, you're gonna know, because it's like there's love times 10 here for you, right? And everything. Conversation, what I'm willing to do for you to allow you to know like how I feel and stuff. But if I find someone that is anxious, who is really needy, especially with the type of lifestyle that I have, being a mom and being so busy, we've talked about this, immediately I'm like, ah, fuck. Because it's like, you can really like a guy, and then they're like, you know, you ain't texting me back. And then I'm like, I just, oh God, it's hard for
me. Damn him for wanting you.
Hold on. So let me clarify, Mr. Ruguru. So,
I'm trying to understand, but okay.
So my thing is, I don't need a man that acts like a child that cries and feels like breaking down within himself when he doesn't hear back from me, or is like seeing us getting married on date two to the point where he's like, I'll do anything for you. That's a little scary. Let's be real.
Women do that too.
But that's scary.
It is very scary.
You don't even know me, and you're telling me you in love with me, you want to spend the rest of your life
with me. Let me write your last name in peace, no Irene. Mind your business.
Laddie. But you know, that's one, you know, again, I'm very passionate. So when I see something excessive, it's like, okay, this is a little scary. And then two, to be honest, fears, you know, certain hurts that I'm still dealing with. Naturally, when I see somebody, I ain't gonna lie, damn, I'm about to let all my business before we end this. When I see somebody it's somebody that I'm really good friends with that end up getting into my heart, that I stick around and we just cool, that has always made themselves known to say like, Irene, you're gonna be mine one day, you know, that type of thing, that ends up being the person that I get really close to, and it scares the shit out of me because I love that friendship. And for me, it's like, and I don't want to ruin our relationship, but I can genuinely, Chrissy shaking his head. I can genuinely.
He's a professional heartbreaker, my son. I feel bad.
Let me finish though.
Wait, she talking about me? Yes, focus on yourself. Irene, don't want you.
Focus on yourself.
But that's not true. It doesn't mean I don't want you. It just means that there's more risk involved. And so I really have to process it. And it takes some time to open me up, because even though I'm really bubbly, I can really be a closed off person.
Do you really communicate that to them?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay. Irene shoved them full. I know for sure after she said that. Her shelf runneth over.
Runneth over with penis. Yeah.
Moving on. Closing out.
Listen. I think we definitely have to have a second round with these guys. I had fun. I laughed for quite some time. So, but I knew it was going to be one of these podcasts where we kind of laugh and giggle, and it's not as serious, but it's kind of serious, because shame on you, Kareem, for not telling these women yourself and them. And Quincy telling you, focus on yourself, King.
Communication, boss.
No.
Hey. I need to know you on the shelf so I can get a box ready. If I tell you no, then
I can. When we're doing round two, I can talk some doggish ways about it. Okay, so
let's do it.
It only hurts when you know.
I agree with that. Listen, no, Quincy, I agree with that. You know why? Because I want you to lie to me. Tell me I'm the only one, goddammit. Tell me I'm the only, even if it's not true.
I wouldn't lie, I would avoid. That's big difference. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Avoidance? Even worse, I can't.
No. You're not gonna have lie. This conversation at all. No, if you're not the
lie
only
one. Lie to me.
So you're doing a quadrille dance?
Lie to me.
Lie to me,
you're doing a quadrille dance. Use one at all.
No, you know? I don't want to know about lying to me.
Tell me you love me.
No, that's a strong word.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, tell me. I need
Sadi, you're the only one. I love you.
The only one. See, me and Sadi agree. She don't like that we don't agree, but we don't agree.
This is crazy. I could never.
And she don't like it.
We will agree to disagree. So I want you guys to tell the viewers where they can find you on really social media before we close out.
All right.
Go ahead, Bash.
Harry, well, y'all can find me on Facebook. Just type in the Bashment. We do lives like at least twice a month. We've been off for a minute because, you know, COVID, different circumstances, but we'll be back soon. So just look for me on the Bashment.
Okay. And you can follow me at the Rugudu Podcast on Instagram. The thing soon come. Everything drops on Instagram and goes from there. So once again, that's the Rugudu Podcast. R-O-O-G-O-O-D-O-O. Give thanks.
That's all. I like that. And we're going to also put the link to descriptions for both of these guys. Amazing podcast. They're great people. So go follow them. Yeah. And listen, we got to do a part two, Irene.
For sure. You're coming up. Both of y'all coming up for part two. We're going to dig a little deeper.
For sure. I'm going to bring my shovel.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. All right. Thank you guys for coming on. And we'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.
Bye, guys.